shuffling around a little bit, that's an option.
I think our offensive line is playing pretty well. You know, sacks are contributors, or could come from a lot of different things. You know, and sure, guys get beat one-on-one and all that. Bryant's a part of it. When we think he's the best option, you know, we'll put him in there. And he's working hard at practice. He's obviously got some ability as a pass protector. That's a big deal, no doubt about it. And, you know, I have no – you know, specifically talking about Bryant, would have no qualms about him going in the game. So, you know, if we feel like he's the best option at one position or another, we'll do it. Right now we think, you know, we've got the best group of guys out there, but that could change.
Now, what did you see in terms of the overloads that the
those were empty protections. Those were five-man protection schemes. So they were bringing more guys than we could pick up. There's a free runner there. You just got to get the ball out to the right guy on time. We did that on occasion. If you think about the throw to Anquan up the left sideline, that was one of those same situations. And other times we didn't do as good a job as that as we needed to, and that's what happened on that. So that was not protection-oriented. That was more related to the adjustment.
What's
You're playing an option football team, you know, so you're going to get a lot of one-on-one tackling out there. And I thought our guys, Alfred Morris is a hard runner, you know, and he becomes a downhill runner, becomes a one-on-one tackle on a tough field. Not to make any excuses. We want to make every tackle right there. We want to make a secure tackle. But there were times where he was bouncing off and we were rallying to the ball and getting him down. Sure, I think we can tackle better. I want to be a great tackling team at all times. But our guys are fighting hard to be good tacklers.
John, in that final drive from the Redskins to tie it up, you guys were able to get pretty good pressure. But why do you think it was that they were able to move their way down the field, even though you were getting after their quarterback?
Well, they made some third down conversions. You know, I thought they did a nice job of finding some holes, and basically most of the time it was zone coverage. You know, you look at each play separately. One time they sat down in a hole. One time they crossed a wall. We're trying to wall the receiver, and they got across his face on a linebacker and made a play. You know, the last play we dropped coverage when we shouldn't have, you know, things like that. So we just got to do a better job of making plays in that situation. But I thought they executed really well also.
John, that decision with 29 seconds left, you say it was obvious to you risk and reward was not a good choice to go for anything. Could you take us through that a little bit? In other words, when you get the ball, you end up passing the ball, I think, on second down in overtime anyway. What's the bigger risk there than with 29 seconds to go?
Well, I think you're backed up in your own end, and you're going to have to get the ball down the field with no timeouts, right? So you're going to have to push the ball down the field and make a big play or get some kind of a pass interference penalty. That's going to take an extended drop, which they're quite aware of. So now they crank up their pass rush. If they get to your quarterback in that situation and you have a sack turnover, that's the ball game. To me, that's not worth it. You know, that's just – it's too much risk in that situation with that little time left. You get a little more time left, you have a chance to complete an intermediate route or a shorter route and run and get back in the ball and spike it and get another play. You know, I think you have a better chance there, but – that's just how I felt at the time about it. That's what we did.
Coach, how about preparing for Peyton Manning now? You guys just come off the game in which you faced two rookie quarterbacks and then you faced one of the career veterans in the NFL. You guys historically have had some trouble with
him. Well, you know, Peyton Manning's a great quarterback. We've had great battles against him. I think he'd be the first one to tell you that. He's made trouble for a lot of teams over the years, so... looking forward to it. It's going to be a big challenge. I think that's private. That's private. You know, that's private conversations. That's private business. You know, and that's those are conversations between people that take place. And I'm not going to share every conversation with every player, every coach. You know, it's just not public information. But I can tell you this. I'd probably get it wrong anyway, the specifics of it, from memory. I have to think pretty hard to remember exactly what was said and be fair to everybody. You start speaking for other people. But we have a great leadership group. We have a great owner, great GM, great team president, right through our organization at that level who is involved in any kind of conversation. you know, personnel-wise, whether it's coach or player. And, you know, I'm just privileged to be a part of that and be with these guys, and they're a big help in all those kind of things.
We're continuing to listen to a press conference live from the Under Armour Performance Center with John Harbaugh. We're anticipating Jim Caldwell coming to the microphone any minute now.
Two-game losing streak.
Just disappointed. You know, we wanted to win the game. That's not a streak that you want to end. You know, it's a streak that you want to extend, and we were unable to do that. So disappointed about that.
I'm at the flip side of that. What it said about your team that it had been 3 years since you lost two in a row.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. It wasn't kind of going in that direction. It was nice to get a little... Thank you, yeah. Sorry about that.
You just mentioned president, owner, GM. This meeting you said took place last night, is that...
No, there was no meeting. I didn't say a meeting took place last night. No.
You said you met last night. I don't know who you met with.
I don't think I don't... There was no big meeting last night. Phone conversations with different people, but yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks. All right.